What are your quick observations through two very fast-paced, very exciting games for your team, the home opener at Madison Square Garden, and of course, the big Pennsylvania rivalry renewed on the Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, right off the bat, like a lot of teams, you're playing here, you know, in conference, so they're emotional games to begin with, and teams with 5-6 days of training camp, and it's fast, it's quick, there's a number of mistakes out there, but everybody's playing under the same circumstances, the points all count for everybody, so we've had two exciting games. The game in Philly was exciting for the fans, and Philly came close to tying it late on the power play, and we came down with anything better, and in New York, it was exciting again there, and some big saves by both goaltenders, and they had to make a goaltending switch, but you know, the Rangers have a real good team, and you know, so there's a lot of rivalries going on here, a lot of passion on the ice, and you know, it's great for the fans.
Were you able to glean anything out of this short training camp, Ray, to give an indication your team would start the way they did, or was you in the same mysterious scenario as everybody else to see what actually would happen when the puck was dropped?
I think we were like everybody else in the fact that you knew you had a short training camp, 5-6 days. We had an inter-squad game middle of the week, which drew over 18,000 people and sold out console center. So that was exciting, and that was kind of like game conditions. But you don't know what you're going to get, what kind of shape the guys would be in when they got back. We had a handful of guys playing over in Europe, but everybody came back in good shape, it seemed. And but you didn't know what you had. It wasn't that, you know, with 20 days of training camp, usually, you know, 6-7 exhibition games, you almost have some tryouts and competition for jobs. This way you're almost guessing, and you know, you've got a lineup you're going to start with, and you know, as I said to our guys, the lineup that starts the first game might not be the lineup on the fifth game. So that's kind of it. You're giving some jobs right off the bat to guys, which, you know, over their body of work have probably earned those opportunities, and that's the way teams start, I think, because the competition camp really wasn't there after a 5- or 6-day thing.
Ray Shero, Penguins GM, our guest on Brady and Lang on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Leafs and the Penguins go tonight. Our Leafs Nation postgame begins immediately after 9:30. Let me ask you about Evgeny Malkin playing over in Russia. You knew he'd go over. He played with passion. He was a crowd favorite and had some great results, and he's picked up right where he left off last season for you guys. Were there ever any cringeworthy moments with him playing over there? Did you say, this is great? I'd love for one of our best players, if not our best player last season, the full season through, to be able to go over and play at this high intensity?
It really didn't matter what we thought, certainly. And, you know, Evgeny, that's his hometown team. It was important to him. And you know what? The Russian players are very proud of their country, like everybody else seems to be. And it's his hometown. And he played with Sergei Gonchar's best friend, who plays the Ottawa Senators, as we know. And unless the game was on ESPN3, I wasn't watching. And, yeah, we get the details the next day of any game that he played, how much ice time he had, how many shots, any points, if he won or lost. So that was it. But, yeah, I was, like with any player playing over in Europe, any general manager, when they're playing over there, they're playing at their own risk, I mean, contractually, but at the same time, you know, these guys are the assets of the team, and, you know, you're just hoping for the best. And, you know, with Evgeny's situation, you know, I think he was leading the league in scoring, and, you know, was in great shape when he came back, and it was important to him, so it's important to us. And, you know, so he came back in one piece, which was really good.
And you do have a little bit of cap space to work with, Ray. I mean, is your intention to hang on to that money as late as you can until the deadline, close to the deadline, in case you need to add something for the playoff drive?
Well, it seems like every year there's less and less players available, and certainly with a 48-game season, it's going to be tight. I'm not sure exactly what sort of deals are going to be out there with teams being so close and vying for playoff spots, especially now when you start a season a few days ago. I think everybody's got their eye on either a playoff spot or the Stanley Cup, so no one's really looking to move players at this point of any consequence, and that would take up that cap space. So we're going to have to go through, you know, probably the balance of the season up near the trade deadline to see what could be available, see how our team is playing, certainly what injuries we may or may not have and what other teams might be doing. So, like, every year we'll monitor that. And, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, we were soon to have more success making a hockey deal in February with picking off James Neal for Goligoski and Matt Niskanen in the deal as well. And that was a hockey deal and versus a rental type of thing. So we'll see what it brings us, but it's so close. The competition's pretty fierce here, and everybody will be seemingly holding on to their players early unless it's a hockey trade that benefits both teams.
Ray Shiro, our guest, of course. I think we all try to catch up in our business and figure out who's playing for who and remember all the trades and transactions from the summer after really no player news for 4 or 5 months. So it was easy for some of us to misplace Thomas Vokoun, and then I watch him play Sunday night, and he gives you exactly what probably you were hoping for: veteran insurance. Marc-Andre is your guy, and he deserves that. So many playoff wins. And it was a poor team performance last year as opposed to just him in goal. But is Vokoun everything you're hoping he would be so far in terms of that veteran presence?
Yeah, it's so far so good with Thomas. And, you know, I was with Thomas in Nashville. I was assistant GM there for probably 6-7 years with Thomas. So knew the person, and he certainly has a track record throughout the NHL. And he'd actually number one guy and, you know, coming here where he knows where Mark kind of is taking the bull by the horns. And the great thing about Thomas is he's fit in seamlessly here because he's a great teammate, has done and said all the right things. And, of course, he goes in and plays in a tough arena like Madison Square Garden, beats the Rangers, and plays real well for us. So that's what we're looking for, both on and off the ice from Thomas. We signed him to a 2-year contract, and so far so good with him and Mark, and both on and off the ice.
You talked about players going over to Europe during the lockout. Ray, were you secretly really pleased that Sidney Crosby didn't go and stayed here until the lockout was over?
During the lockout, it was really weird because you couldn't have any contact with your players. So up until September 15th, you know, I kind of have an idea what he was maybe looking to do, but I don't think anybody foresaw the lockout lasting as long as it did. And, you know, and basically I would be reading the newspapers as he was thinking about it. But I guess I'm happy the way it played out because he was, you know, he kind of led the charge off the ice for us. And not only being the captain of our team, but he was the captain of the practice squad, it seemed, that he gathered all the guys at our practice rink and, you know, ran them through drills, and they seemed to be on top of their game when they came back. And I know he went out to, Dallas and Colorado with a group of other players. And so he stayed on top of his game that way. And so at the end, I think, yeah, I'm probably happy he didn't go over and play. But, it's going to take him a few games here to get on top of his game. And but he looks real strong. He looks fit, fast, strong. It's great to have him back. Him and Evgeny Malkin at both healthy for the first time in a while together to start a season.
Quick observation on the Maple Leafs from afar. Clearly, there's been a management change, but Randy Carlyle, a coach of great acumen, they add James Van Riemsdyk, who's cost Pittsburgh a few problems in a few games in the last few years. They're a younger group, they were, and you got to think they're hungry as well.
Yeah, Toronto is the team that gives us trouble all the time, and certainly Randy Carlyle is a Stanley Cup winning coach, and they've known to step in for Brian Burke. They're not going to miss a beat there. And they're a hungry team, as you say. They're on top of their game. They're fast. They're quick. They're going to be aggressive. And, that's what this league's about now. I mean, that can negate skill. They've got some good offensive players. And, you know, they've got they've got depth on defense and with 8-9 guys, it seems. But, they're going to have to be a good hockey team this year, I think. And they're heading in the right direction. So it's going to be a tough test for us tonight, especially at the home opener. You always seem to have those jitters, your home opener. You want to impress your crowd, and I believe Toronto certainly will want to jump on top of that if they can, and, you know, with their quickness and some of their skill.